With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The 2024 presidential election is coming up on November 5th. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to people in Minocqua and Merrill about their top concerns going into the election.
With under 100 days until the next presidential election, many voters know what they care about and who they plan on voting for. Alex Talk is the Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Madison and Director of the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership. He says that the economy is a top concern for voters, as well as immigration, abortion, Medicare, and Social Security. This 41-year-old mom and her 18-year-old daughter from Merrill believe that America's mental health crisis can be traced back to economic issues.
With all the issues that we got going on, you know, with the prices of everything going up and, you know, just...
And a lot of young people stressing on how they're not going to be able to make it. I stress about it. A bunch of my other friends who are also my age still stress about this and worry about it, about the economy and the prices of stuff, basic necessities going up.
Even though this election cycle has been in some ways unprecedented, with an assassination attempt and a candidate dropping out late into the race, Talk says that some issue priorities going into this election aren't new.
You know, the economy is the one thing that tends to really predict and play into outcomes of presidential elections. So in that sense, it being a top concern is nothing new.
Jay Nicholson talked to me at a climate emergency rally in Minocqua, where she said she's very concerned about Project 2025, a conservative plan that would transform the government.
I would say at the top of my list is our women's health care, climate change, voting rights, and reform to the justice system across the board, from the Supreme Court to reducing gun violence, actually preventing it. Let's get serious. It's a public health issue and beyond.
Talk said that early polling suggests abortion is less of a concern among Republicans and independents this election cycle, but that it remains a priority for Democrats. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Early voting begins today for Wisconsin's August 13th primary election. Nonpartisan outreach groups say their efforts to convince reluctant voters to participate continue to evolve. Mike Moen reports.
Ahead of the November election and the closely watched presidential race, Wisconsin voters have a chance to decide primary races for U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and two ballot questions. Rhonda Lindner of the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign says part of their mission is to connect with registered voters from different political backgrounds who sat out the midterms in 2022. She says it's not just about bombarding them with information.
Listening to them, valuing and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
Her group has embraced postcarding, which became popular during the pandemic. In this election cycle, Lindner's team sent out more than 1,600 postcards with handwritten messages to low-propensity voters in select areas. I'm Mike Moen.
We're a week away from Michigan's primary election. In Gogebic County, there are no contested races at the state or county level. There are several funding questions for people that live in Gogebic County regarding senior programs, EMS and 911, and transit. There are contested races in both the U.S. Senate and the Congressional District for the UP. You can learn what's on your ballot on the Secretary of State's website for Michigan. The partisan primary is August 6th. Wisconsin has its partisan primary August 13th. 16 children have died due to heat stroke so far this year in the United States. Often, it's because they got left alone in a car. Amanda Tabin, Safe Kids and Injury Prevention Coordinator at Aspirus Wausau Hospital, says cars can quickly get dangerously hot.
One risk factor is just plain that new parents are really tired and exhausted, have a lot on their mind. So that can be a risk factor in relation to leaving a child in a hot car. Another is changes in your habits or your typical routine. That can throw people off sometimes and cause a child to be left in a vehicle unintentionally.
Sometimes kids get into cars by themselves while playing and then can't get back out on their own. Tabin says to call 911 if you see kids or pets unattended in a hot vehicle.
The 911 operator will guide you on next steps. They're trained to provide guidance based on the conditions that you're seeing within that child and the distance that first responders are away from the scene.
She suggests creating reminders to help prevent leaving a child in a car seat, like having a teddy bear in the front seat that goes in the child seat when you remove the child. Five people are accused of helping a wanted man hide from police last week, leading to a standoff in Amherst. Mike Leichner reports.
Officers say Edward Deo, Chrissy Miller, Brody Volker, Thomas DiCarlo, and Brandon Laux are all accused of harboring or aiding a felon for helping Jeffrey Miller hide out while he was wanted for attempted homicide charges. Miller allegedly fired at officers during a traffic stop in Sauk County last week. The incident led to a day-long standoff with officers from multiple counties, which ended when Miller was found dead Friday evening. All five people will be in court this week. Further details into Miller's death will be released when the DOJ investigation into the incident wraps up.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.